citing the highest rate in the nation for birth defects. Tribal leaders, rural Alaska community health advocates, and the Alaska Community Action on Toxics, or ACAT, recently delivered a letter to Governor Sarah Palin urging her to address the problem by backing public policy changes that go beyond early detection. The letter requests Palin support legislation that would work at preventing exposure to toxic chemicals. ACAT Director Pam Miller says there is growing scientific evidence linking toxins to birth defects.
The rate of birth defects in Alaska is twice that of rates in the U.S. as a whole. And Alaska Native infants, in particular, are more likely than other infants to have high birth defect rates. And in fact, in Alaska, Alaska Native infants have twice the risk as white infants, with a 10% number of Alaska Native infants affected versus 4% of white infants. So this is an outrageous environmental injustice, and the state is doing nothing to address this issue.
The letter also asks the governor to enact regulations that prevent the release of toxic chemicals from industry and military facilities, phase out the use of hazardous pesticides at hospitals and parks, and promote the U.S. ratification of the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic pollutants. The groups also want the governor to work toward ensuring Alaska Native villages have appropriate waste management facilities.
Women who live near certain particularly hazardous open dump sites in rural Alaska are vulnerable to adverse birth outcomes, and fetal and neonatal deaths and birth defects associated with these open dump sites.
Miller says the State Department of Health's study last summer was particularly alarming because the high rates in Alaska cannot be explained by the usual risk factors, such as cigarettes and alcohol.
So there are environmental factors at work. We know that many chemicals can cause reproductive health problems, birth defects, and other very serious health problems, and these are preventable causes of harm. Therefore, I think it really does present a moral obligation for us to take action so that we can prevent these problems from happening.
Calls to Palin administration staff did not yield any comments on the letter.